Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Project Number 2, December 10, 1975, Marcia Frommerman and Ellie Langer interviewing Mr. Marcus Lester Aaron. Mr. Aaron, I wonder if we could start talking about your immediate family. Maybe you could tell us about your father and your mother and any siblings in your family.
My father was Marcus Aaron. My mother's maiden name was Stella Hamburger. My sister was Fanny Hamburger Aaron, later Mrs. Willis K. Friedman.
Could you tell me anything about your mother or father's parents?
My father's parents were Louis I. Aaron and Mina Lipman Aaron. My mother's parents were Philip Hamburger and Fanny Hanauer Hamburger.
Now, we're interested in knowing if it was your father and mother who came to Pittsburgh, or if it was your grandparents?
Both my parents were born in Pittsburgh. Father in Pittsburgh, mother in the old city of Allegheny, now the north side.
And each of their parents, where did they come from?
My maternal grandmother, Fanny Hanauer Hamburger, was born in Pittsburgh in 1855. Her parents came from Bavaria, or adjacent territory in southern Germany. My great-grandfather, Meyer Hanauer, was the first member of the family to settle in Pittsburgh, and he came here sometime before 1850. My great-grandmother, Hanauer, came to this country as a small child, grew up in Baltimore, and in 1854 came to Pittsburgh as a bride. My grandfather, Philip Hamburger, was a nephew of Meyer Hanauer and came to Pittsburgh in 1867 to join his uncle, and he later married his first cousin. On my paternal grandparents' side, my grandfather came from the town of Moschen in Prussian Poland, in the province of Posen, and came to this country in 1857, as when he was not quite 16 years of age, settled first briefly in New York, then went south to Georgia, found himself unhappy in the atmosphere of the South, and came north just before the Civil War. Came to Pittsburgh approximately 1860 or 61. My grandmother, Aaron, whose maiden name was Lipman, came from a small town called Memelsdorf in Bavaria, just outside the city of Bamberg, and she came to this country in 1863, and she and my grandfather were married in 1866, and thereafter she also lived in Pittsburgh.
How old do you think your maternal grandfather was when he came to this country? Do you have any idea?
He was born in 1849, so yeah, he was approximately 18 years old.
So he came as a very young man also.
Yes. He had been serving an apprenticeship in Munich, came home to his hometown of Hammelburg at the time that the Prussians and Bavarians were fighting it out, and decided that he wanted no more of that type of world, and came to this country and joined his uncle in Pittsburgh.
That was the maternal.
That was my grandfather, Philip Hammer.
Right. And was there a similar reason on the paternal side for the grandparents to come to America?
I can't answer. I assume that there was too little opportunity in native villages, and that things looked brighter on this side of the water. My grandfather, Aaron, as a matter of fact, came over in a sailing ship. He had had reservation on a steamer out of Hamburg. The steamer was under repair, and the departure was indefinitely postponed. He didn't have the funds to wait, and take a sailing ship took some 6 weeks to cross the ocean.
Did he ever tell tales of that adventure?
Yes.
Were there many passengers on that sailing ship?
I couldn't answer.
Uh-huh. The reason that both grandparents ended up in this area were what? The one came over to... because relatives preceded him.
That's right. And as far as my grandfather Aaron is concerned, he had gone south to Atlanta and had not been happy in the south, and came north. He and his subsequent brother-in-law, Abraham Lippman, and they came to Pittsburgh. The detailed reason for their choice of Pittsburgh, I can't.
Could you tell us about your grandfather, Lewis, and the kind of business that he was in?
I don't know too much about the business that he was in at the start. I assume it was some sort of mercantile business. Subsequently, he was in a manufacturer of malt, and eventually in the business in which I have spent my life.
Would you mention what that business is?
Manufacture of China.
Do you have any idea what stage of development that business was in when your grandfather entered it? In other words, did he help to develop the business, or was it already an established operation?
It was an established operation.
Was there technical background that was necessary for your grandfather to acquire to enter this business? Or is it that you assume that he learned it kind of on the job?
I assume that he did not have the technical background on the business, and he was very fortunate in his association with another gentleman who was already in the business. And that family association has continued through four generations.
Are you aware of what education your grandfather Lewis had?
He had an education in German, an education in Hebrew. Obviously, his regular schooling ended before he came to this country, so I presume that his formal education did not go beyond the age of 16. He was a man who was interested in reading, and his self-education continued through the rest of his life, certainly.
Can you tell me anything about your grandfather Lewis's religious background or activities?
My grandfather, Lewis I. Heron, was a very devoted member of the Jewish community, a faithful and regular attendant of religious service, and that was his total way of life.
In your presence, did you ever hear him speak of the early religious background that he had in Europe?
Well, I assume that his early religious background in Europe was orthodoxy. He lived in a small village where there certainly was no Reform congregation. Assume without being able to prove it that he was affiliated with the Rosh Hashanah congregation from the time that he came to Pittsburgh.
Are you able at this point to look back and maybe guess at what things may have been going on either in his head or in Pittsburgh at the time that made him look at this new Reform movement with such favor?
I imagine as much as anything else that it was a family association. First place, at the time that my father was born, my grandparents lived in the house immediately next door to the 8th Street Temple. So there was every reason for affiliation there. Likewise, I imagine that through his association with other members of the community, that was the logical focus of religious interest.
So that your grandfather Lewis and your grandmother Minna had how many children?
They had five children, two of whom lived to grow up, two died in infancy, and one as a four-year-old child.
The ones that lived, did they, if you would name them and tell us if they lived in Pittsburgh and continued to live in Pittsburgh?
They lived in Pittsburgh all their lives. My father, Marcus Heron, and his brother, Charles I. Heron.
Now, Charles, did he have any children?
He was unmarried.
Unmarried. And your father was Marcus Heron, who was born here in Pittsburgh when?
December 14th, 1869.
And he attended public schools here in Pittsburgh?
He attended public schools in Pittsburgh and in Allegheny when he was 'youngster. The family moved to the north side, to Allegheny, and continued his education there. Then he also attended the preparatory department of the University of Pittsburgh, but Western University of Pennsylvania, as it was then called. He had experience with typhoid fever, and his eyes were affected, so that he entered the university, but continued there only 6 weeks or something like that, dropped out because of illness of eyesight, problems of eyesight, and never went back for further for my education. But again, Father was deeply interested in reading and improving his mind, and his education continued through his own initiative rather than through formal schooling after that.
As you look back now on the type of reading your father did, would you say it was in a few areas or in many broad areas?
In many areas.
Your mother was born when?
Mother was born July 24th, 1877, at the time of the Pennsylvania Railroad riots in Pittsburgh. She was known in the family as the Riot Baby.
And her name?
Her name was Stella Hamburger.
And her parents' name?
Philip Hamburger and Fanny Hanauer Hamburger.
What do you know about her education, her early education?
My mother attended public schools in Allegheny, the old Fifth Ward School, which is where Conroy School now is, and she entered Allegheny High School, also had an experience with typhoid fever, and lost about a year recuperating, then went to a girls' school in Cleveland called Miss Middleburger's School, and there prepared for Vassar College, and went to Vassar for 3 years, left college because she and father were engaged, and father evidently persuaded her that it would be better to leave college and then continue. I'm not sure that that decision was one that she liked altogether. I'm sure she would prefer to finish college as a matter of education, but of course she was happy to marry at the time, and that was the controlling factor.
Do you know how your mother and father met?
That I can't say, except that she was one of his pupils at Temple.
Ah. Could you tell me about your father's activities, his religious activities?
Father was deeply interested in the Temple. Taught religious school as a young man. Even before he taught, he was invited by Dr. Meyer to attend as an observer the sessions of the Central Conference, not the Central Conference, but the Rabbinical Conference in 1885, at which the Pittsburgh platform was adopted. So that not only did he have a personal interest in religion, but he also was made aware through attendance at that conference of the wider implications of the Reformed Jewish movement.
And could you tell us who Dr. Meyer is, was?
He was the rabbi of Rosh Hashanah congregation from 1870 to 1901.
Did your father and Dr. Meyer have a rather close association?
Evidently, Dr. Meyer had encouraged him in his enthusiasm for the work of Temple, and father was a teacher in the religious school. Subsequently, at the time that the congregation was considering moving from 8th Street in Pittsburgh to a new location. Talking, moving to Allegheny. Father was the leader of the movement to keep the congregation on this side of the river and not to go to Allegheny, because he saw that the trend of settlement was toward the east end of the city, and that it would be a great mistake to put the temple further away from the new community than it already was. And despite the fact that his uncle was the president of the congregation, he went into the meeting of the congregation and apparently carried the day for not moving to Allegheny, and the temple was then rebuilt on 8th Street, but remained there only a few years until the new site on Fifth Avenue was found and the present temple was built. Father was the secretary of the Committee of Nine, which planned the building of the second temple on 8th Street, and also was responsible for the invitation to Dr. J. Leonard Levy to come to Pittsburgh as rabbi of the congregation. Dr. Meyer had been a scholar in the German tradition, was most at home in the German language, although of course in the English, and apparently the time had come when it was regarded as most important that the congregation should have a rabbi native to the English language, and better able, therefore, to communicate with the younger generation who were growing up with English as their native language and who were no longer at home in the German tradition of the congregation.
You speak of this invitation to Rabbi Levy, and are you aware, were some pre-interviews, did they occur with the rabbi before this invitation was issued?
I don't know whether the interview occurred before the invitation was issued or afterwards, but I know that my father, together with Josiah Cohen, later Judge Cohen, went to Philadelphia to invite Dr. Levy to come to Pittsburgh. And he came in 1901, and the father was elected an honorary member of the board of the congregation in 1901. Subsequently, of course, became a regular member and continued as a member of the board in one capacity or another for a period of 53 years until his death. He was vice president from 1910 until 1930, and was president from 1930 to 1941, and was honorary president thereafter.
You mentioned a few months ago that during the time when the decision was to be made of the location whether it was to move from 8th Street and move over to Allegheny, that your father's uncle was president of the congregation. I'd like to know his name. I'd also like to know, which side did the uncle stand on? Did he want the congregation to move to Allegheny?
His name was Abraham Lippman, and I have the impression that the plan was fairly well set to go to Allegheny until father succeeded in upsetting that proposal. As far as my uncle was concerned, great-uncle was concerned, I'm sure that he was happy with the ultimate decision because he himself moved to Squirrel Hill in, well, sometime, several years at least before his death in 1910. And he lived on Northumberland near Whiteman Street and died March 21st, 1910. So definitely he was very happy with the relocation of that.
Now, you mentioned Josiah Cohen. Was that a contemporary? Was he a contemporary of your father?
No, he was a contemporary of my grandfather. He and my grandfather, Aaron, were, I believe, born in the same year.
But
and within a month or two of each other.
From what you remember of the story of location of congregation, do you believe that Josiah Cohen agreed with your father? Or was there no mention ever made of how he felt about the location?
I cannot say I do not know. But again, Judge Cohen lived on Maryland and Howell, some such address, Kentucky and Maryland, I don't know which streets they were, the temple on Fifth Avenue was very handy for him.
While your father was busy with activities at the temple, can you tell me what occupied your mother's time?
Mother had interests of her own in organization, one time known as the National League of Girls Clubs, something of that sort. And it was an attempt to develop education for and some form of association for women who were engaged in industry. One of her college classmates had been a national organizer of that movement and used to stay with us when she was in Pittsburgh. And mother was much interested in that organization. She was also a member of the Sisterhood Council.
Council of Jewish Women?
Yes. My grandmother Hamburger had been an early president of the council, I believe, that's mother's aunt, Mrs. Rosenberg, had been an officer of the council here and nationally.
So that your family's history with Council of Jewish Women goes back almost to its beginnings?
I would say that it goes back to its beginning in Pittsburgh, at least. Probably to its beginning also.
Yes, because the date nationally and locally are very, very similar.
Yes.
To the beginnings. All right, well, this gets us to your father and mother are now married. Your father married around what age? Do you have any idea? The age
He was married November 23rd, 1898, and at that time he was not quite.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was how old was she?
Mother was born in 1877 and was there for 21.
Mm-hmm. And your parents had how many children?
Two children. My sister, who was born in 1902.
And her name is?
Her name is Fanny Hamburger Anna, later Mrs. Willis K. Friedman.
We were born when?
I was born October 8th, 1990.
Can you tell us where you went to school?
I went to school, first of all, to a small private school on Shady Avenue known as Miss Hole's School.
O-L-D-S?
What, pardon?
Could you spell that for me? O-L-D-S? Holmes?
Hall.
Oh, Hall. H-A-L-L. Okay.
Went there for kindergarten and first grade, and then went to Friendship